Hey, so this is a podcast in which I read one page at a time of the trade paperback of Spider-Man with Miles Morales. So the idea is that over the course of each episode, we'll go through one single page, starting with the first page going on. So, I'm going to skip, like, the credits stuff and then, like, the splash cover. But I'm just going to start with the very first page. So, we'll do kind of, like, a brief overview, and then we'll dissect each panel individually. Alright, so page one of Spider-Man Miles Morales. So the first panel says New York, and we see kind of, like, a sepia-toned look at kind of like the New York skyline. Now the whole page is kind of like arranged just to give you some sense, very dramatically, with kind of like five panels sort of in these long rectangles, and they're all stacked on each other vertically, which is really cool. Your eye is kind of drawn downwards, but we're going to do our best to really focus on each individual panel. So again, in the first panel it says New York. We see an image of New York, and it looks like mostly okay, except kind of like on the left-hand side, the buildings are perfectly fine, and on the right-hand side, they're a little bit more like, we're starting to see some decayed stuff. If you were looking at the whole page, like, all at once, which I think you're kind of intended to, you would see that everything's clearly fucked, but, like, if you're taking it panel by panel, as we are, you might think, oh, it's a little strange what's going on with some of these buildings. They look a little bit problematic. But if we go down to the next panel, we can actually see that they're actually quite hacked up. The second panel says today. It's elaborating on the last panel, which said New York. And now we see that not only are we in New York, but it's also today. We're starting to put things together. So there's three small bubbles here. They say, I don't understand. What do you want? But there's no figure, so we don't really know who's saying that. They're just kind of, it's just being said. When we look at the art, we can see, again, more buildings in the background that are kind of, like, fine. But then on the right-hand side of the rectangular panel, we see that the buildings are actually quite messed up. And we see a man lying in the rubble. And if we look closely, we can see that he's Hawkeye from, like, the Avengers. He's wearing, like, a purple and black getup. And he's clearly, like, passed out amongst the rocks. He could be sleeping, I guess, which, again, if we were just taking each panel by panel, we could maybe draw that a conclusion. But again, when we look at the whole page all at once, we're going to learn. You would immediately think that he was not sleeping. It would not be obvious. You would not think that he was sleeping. There's no way. On to the third panel. This is the middle panel. Although, when I really look at it, I can see that the third panel does not appear in the middle of the page, which leads me to believe that the top and second, or the top and second from the top panels are a little bigger than the other ones. Okay, we're starting to see kind of like the shape of a leg appearing in the corner. Again, if you were taking these panel by panel, you might not realize it was a leg, but a little bit of a spoiler for you. If we look at the whole page again, we can make out that this is actually a leg. That's like right against the camera, almost sort of right against the perspective of the reader. All right, the text says, "This really happened." Wow. Okay, so when we put that together with the information that we had in the previous two panels, we realized that not only are we in New York, and not only is it today, but the events that have happened so far, we can see that they really happened. So that's a lot of information we now have. Looking at the art, we can see more superheroes that are kind of like in the rubble. On the left-hand side, we have a man with a big red cape. And like a white and blue and red outfit, some black on it as well. I think this is the guy from the Captain America movies. I don't know what he's called or who he is. I think he's like a bird man of some kind, like a robot bird man. But it also might not be him, but I think it might be. I'm not familiar enough with the Captain America series to tell you whether or not that is the Birdman, but I believe it is. Anyway, going further to the right, we have what appears to be some kind of like Lady Thor, I think that might be. It's either a Lady Thor or a regular Thor that's kind of like weirdly curvaceous and very feminine looking. But it's hard to tell. Because they're lying in some rubble. They're like sort of like buried up to their neck in the rubble. But they definitely appear to have a female figure. I'm going to say it's a Lady Thor. I feel like I remember hearing that a Lady Thor was going to be a comic book character at some point. So I'm trusting that that was made. And that this is the Lady Thor that they were talking about. But again, I don't really know. I'm not familiar enough with Thor or Lady Thor to know whether or not this is Thor or Lady Thor. To their right, we have what appears to be the Iron Man. Or potentially Samus Aran from the Metroid series. But I'm guessing based on context that this is probably Iron Man. I don't really care for Iron Man, but I know people seem to like the Iron Man. Iron Man is also lying in the rubble amongst the other superheroes. To Iron Man's right, we have the torso and head of She-Hulk, or potentially Gamora from the Guardians of the Galaxy. It's definitely a green-skinned woman. I'm choosing to believe it is the She-Hulk. She-Hulk is also not doing well. She's passed out in some rubble. So again, what do we know so far? We know we are in New York. It is today, and whatever is has befallen the superheroes has really happened. So don't assume this is a dream or that it happened on a different day or in any other location besides New York. I guess these are all New York superheroes in the Marvel Universe. I guess that's something that we should be thinking about. That makes sense. Okay, let's get into the fourth panel. Actually, let's talk a little bit about the text in the second panel, because I feel like we kind of glossed over that. So the figure, you know, I'm going to guess that whoever is the leg, whoever possesses this leg that we're seeing is the one speaking. There's no, like, little tail on these speech bubbles, so it's hard to tell. I don't know where you'd have it face if you wanted it to be the leg who was speaking, but I'm going to choose to believe that the leg figure is the one speaking. So again, they say, "I don't understand. What are you and what do you want in three small bubbles?" So the question is, what don't they understand and who are they speaking to, and whoever they're speaking to, what do they want? These are all the questions they have, and kind of interestingly, there's a neat little reversal here, because the things they're saying are also the things that we as a reader might be wondering. Because we, as a reader, don't understand what we're looking at, and we don't know what the book is asking of us, because we're only looking at the second panel. I mean, we're looking at the third panel now, but earlier we were looking at the second panel when we read these speech bubbles. So that's kind of interesting. I'm going to move to the fourth panel. That's where things start to get dark. Now, you can't see this as the listener, but what I can see as the book reader is that at the top panel, there's like a very like bright diffuse light. But as we go further down the page, it's actually getting darker and darker. And by the fourth panel, it's actually quite dim. What do we see in the fourth panel? A little bit more definition of the leg on the far left, sort of looking at the figure's calf, it would appear. To the right of the calf, we have, I think this is the Vision, who's also lying amidst the rubble. It's kind of got, like, his hand on his, like, tummy, as if maybe he's very hungry. Or, potentially, as if he had eaten too much and has passed out from eating too much. Which is a possibility for what might be happening in this scene, but, when I look at Iron Man, Iron Man's armor is all busted up, which it would not be the result of eating too much, I would assume, which makes me think that most likely the superheroes did not eat too much, but in fact might be in real trouble. So anyway, we have the Vision, who is there. He has little glowy crystals on his head. I don't know if the Vision is a robot or not. I'm assuming he is, but I don't actually know. Next to the Vision, we have She-Hulk's legs. She-Hulk is wearing these kind of like weird boots, but no pants, which is kind of a strange look. Yes. Yeah, no, I thought for a moment she might be wearing very tight green tights, like flesh-toned, like her flesh-toned tights, but I really think that she's not wearing pants. And she just has these kind of like ankle, kind of like, sort of almost even go above the ankle, these boots. But again, no pants, which is not, I think it might look okay, but I think, personally speaking, I would have a hard time wearing that outfit. I think that would be uncomfortable. Next to She-Hulk's naked legs, we have, I think it's the Scarlet Witch, I think is what she is called. I don't know. I think she's the Scarlet Witch. The Scarlet Witch is also either sleeping or unconscious. Very defined shot of her face, which is nice because all the other superheroes are kind of like not super well defined, but the Scarlet Witch we can see really well. She's sleeping too. Scarlet Witch is wearing a lot of makeup, which I guess I don't know, maybe this isn't a fair judgment, but I think if you were a superhero, I think that doing your makeup very well would be the last of your worries. But I guess, you know, New York is a very professional, kind of superficial place, I think, at times. And I can imagine that managing your appearance would be a part of the job. So I guess that's fair. To Scarlet Witch's left, there is a speech bubble, which interestingly has been drawn up in reverse colors. Reverse of the white text that we had in the second panel. This one, instead of being black lettering on a white speech bubble, we actually have a white lettering on a black speech bubble. As if to give the appearance that it's maybe evil or like a reverse kind of situation, like an anti-spider situation, if that makes any sense. Not to say that this is necessarily Spider-Man talking or an anti-Spider-Man talking, but I am realizing that this is a Spider-Man book, which leads me to believe that Spider-Man will likely make an appearance. The text reads subjugation with a period. That's it. That's all it reads. Still not super sure what's going on, which I guess is to be expected because we've only looked at 4 out of the 5 panels, but perhaps when we look at the 5th panel, we'll get a little bit more context. So we will do that now. Now in the 5th panel, there is a foot. There is a foot in the far left. It's the foot of the leg that we talked about earlier. That's in the far left of the panel. Not much to say about it. It's not, there's no shoe on the foot. It's just kind of like one tapered leg and foot, which leads me to believe that this is either like a skin tight costume of sort, or perhaps we're looking at Venom from the Spider-Man series' leg, because I know that Venom does not wear pants or shoes. So it's possible this could be Venom's leg as well, which would make sense given that we are looking at Spider-Man. There is a series of 5 speech bubbles next to the foot. Overlaid kind of like on a background with a bunch of broken like rocks and stuff, or bricks, I suppose. And the again, this text is also in that kind of like reverse coloring, sort of like white on black speech bubble. And it reads, and each word is separated into its own bubble, which gives the reader kind of the feeling that maybe they're speaking very slowly. And it reads, "So get on your knees," which I guess is a continuation of the last panel in which it said subjugation. So taken as one whole phrase, we have subjugation, so get on your knees. Which I'm now realizing is probably an answer to the question that was asked earlier in the page on the second panel, in which they said, "What do you want?" To which I think we can assume a second speaker is responding, "Subjugation, so get on your knees." So it would appear that we have two speakers kind of speaking against one another. We don't know who either of those speakers are at the moment. Just kind of based on the placement of the speech bubbles, in relation to the leg in the lower left of the page, I'm going to assume that the figure speaking in the white text bubbles is the leg, or rather the rest of the leg. Well, I guess the leg is part of the body. I'm going to assume that that's who's speaking those lines, but it's possible that that's not necessarily the case. There's not quite enough to go on to say which way or the other. Okay, so again, that's the whole page. It's all five panels that are on the page. Just to give you again, like let's look at it as a whole. We have a really great shot of what appears to be New York City. In fact, we know it's New York City because it's effectively told us in the top left of the corner. We have a shot of New York on a day that appears to be today. Again, we see like it looks like a what's the word? We see like a building that has been destroyed. Can't remember the word. I don't know. It's been leveled. I guess that's how you'd say it. We have a leveled building. And there's a bunch of superheroes, who I'm going to assume are all New York-based superheroes, but I actually really don't know. I know that She-Hulk is a New York-based superhero, I believe, but I guess actually she's the only one that I really know for sure on that. Anyway, all the superheroes are lying in a pile of rubble. It appears that they are wounded or injured. Does not appear that they have eaten too much and can no longer walk. Although from the placement of Vision's hand on his stomach, you might think that perhaps they've eaten too much. Although I am now realizing that the Vision is a robot, I think, which I would imagine means that the Vision does not need to eat. But I guess I don't really know enough about the Vision to know whether or not the Vision eats food. Or, for that matter, if the Vision can eat so much food that they are incapacitated. Pretty good page. I like that it tells us where we are and when it is, and it also confirms that this is a thing that did occur. It's not a dream sequence of some kind, which would be a, I guess, not an uncommon way to start a new comic book. But it is nice to have that validation. A lot of questions on this page, not a lot of answers. Some good details. Nice to see the superheroes out and about. Very much looking forward to the next page when we will learn a little more about the what is happening here in New York today and in a place where things have actually occurred. Thanks so much. we'll learn a little bit more on the next page. All right, goodbye.